This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 30th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. No matter how you run the numbers, Cessna's offer for certain assets and liabilities of the now bankrupt Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing is bargain basement. One of the more interesting people to run those numbers would be Rich Belzer, formerly Columbia's VP of Sales, and now a member of the list of Columbia's unsecured creditors. Rich actually has run those numbers and has contributed an analysis piece for Aero News readers. Rich starts out with the $24.5 million cited in the purchase and sale agreement recently executed between Columbia and Cessna, and assumes full valuation and payment for inventory, customer deposits, and potential warranty claims. According to Rich, what's left is $1.5 million, which he calculates is what Cessna is actually paying for the Columbia type certificates. Rich also offers analysis of the Columbia sales and marketing scenario and closes with the observation that Cessna will likely have to pay much more than specified in the agreement, given the likely presence of three competing bidders November 27th. The Federal Aviation Administration announced on Monday that the number of fatal general aviation accidents declined by 5% for the fiscal year ending September 30th. The FAA's stated goal was no more than 331 GA fatals. The actual number was 314. Nicholas Sabatini, FAA Associate Administrator for Aviation Safety, credits technology and training improvements. The fiscal year 2007 safety report, which appeared on the FAA's website, is certainly good news, but does it really demonstrate we're safer? If the whole point of safety statistics is to draw conclusions about our personal risks when we step into the cockpit, then the number of accidents or deaths is only the numerator of a fraction. To derive an accident rate, we need the denominator. That would be hours flown, and the FAA didn't mention that number. The New York Times drew a parallel Sunday between the recent cover-up of a four-year safety survey by NASA and the attitude of the government in general about safety reporting. The paper notes that the FAA's mission when it was created was in part to promote aviation. That language was dropped in 1996 over concerns that the FAA's regulatory function would be compromised if it was also tasked with being a cheerleader. But the bias may not have ended with a change in wording. The Times observes that in 760 million passenger miles flown last year on U.S. airlines, there was just one death, and that was a mechanic who fell while working on a parked 737. So, from now on, the FAA will include only deaths among passengers and crew, producing an even lower number. NASA says it will likely drop plans to have STS-120 astronauts test a shuttle heat shield repair technique because it found a more pressing problem. One of the huge rotary joints that allow the International Space Station's solar panel arrays to rotate and track the sun's position has had a problem for months. When spacewalker Dan Tanney was sent out to investigate on Sunday, he found bits of metal scraping surrounding the 10-foot diameter joint, which means the joint itself is deteriorating. The solar array has been locked in position. This will temporarily stop the joint from grinding away, but will also reduce the solar power available on the station. NASA managers say a permanent fix is needed before the Japanese science laboratory, Kibo, arrives at the space station next year, requiring an increased power budget. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you about these stories. Dreamliner delays start backing up the supply chain. Orlando finds a way to handle growing traffic for less. And Southwest is tinkering with a cattle call. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is John Uzakai, President and CEO of Aspen Avionics. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.